This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Humanitarian concerns continue to grow as Turkey's military incursion into northeastern Syria widens and desperate civilians flee, becoming the region's newest refugees. For VOA, Dale Gavalik reports.
Chaotic scenes are being repeated of frightened Kurdish, Syriac, Christian, and Yazidi civilians escaping on foot, carrying plastic bags with their worldly goods, while others are herded onto trucks or motorcycles enveloped in plumes of dust from the latest Turkish bombardment of their land. Roads are gridlocked, with hundreds of fleeing families saying they don't know where to go for safety. Catholic priest Father Emmanuel Yohana, who runs Christian Aid Program Northern Iraq, told VOA from the Duhok region that he expects a wave of refugees from nearby northeastern Syria to flood into Iraq.
Painfully to say, we are expecting the worst. Definitely, the borders will be opened from Iraqi side to receive innocent civilians.
Yohana and other humanitarian responders say they are suspicious and critical of Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's call for a so-called safe zone along the Turkish-Syrian border. Dale Gavlak for VOA News, Amman.
And President Erdogan claimed Thursday that 109 terrorists have been killed, referring to the Syrian Kurdish fighters. U.S. President Donald Trump is maintaining his phone call with Ukraine's president that has initiated an impeachment inquiry was innocuous, after President Volodymyr Zelensky earlier in the day stated that there was no blackmail in the July 25th call with Mr. Trump. Mr. Trump told reporters, as he had before, that the two men had a perfect conversation, as confirmed by Zelensky. And he said that it should be case over. The phone call between the two men is now at the center of an impeachment inquiry by the Democratic-led House of Representatives. During the call, the U.S. president asked Zelensky to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden and son Hunter, who had business dealings in Ukraine. This is VOA News. Journalist organizations are increasingly concerned that reporters covering the violent demonstrations in Hong Kong are being targeted by police action and sometimes protesters. Voice of America, Mandarin reporter Yue Li, has been among the thousands of journalists in Hong Kong that have found themselves in dangerous situations as clashes erupted between masked protesters and police.
I do feel the unfriendly feeling from the police when we are covering the protests on a really front line. Maybe they feel we are blocking their way, or maybe they're feeling that we are not really neutral.
Hong Kong journalist organizations have accused police of targeting reporters covering the ongoing pro-democracy demonstrations. Eric Wishart is with the Hong Kong Foreign Correspondents Club.
They just don't want journalists sticking their noses in when they're arresting people. The way they arrest people can be pretty brutal, and they don't want cameras poked in.
Hong Kong police denied that they are targeting journalists, but said that there is room for improvement in the coordination between police and the media. A Brexit deal could be clinched by the end of October to allow the United Kingdom to leave the European Union in an orderly fashion. Irish Prime Minister made the comment after what he called a very positive meeting with his UK counterpart Boris Johnson. Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda.
A meeting between the prime ministers of Ireland and the UK aimed at securing a last-ditch Brexit deal is said to have been, quote, constructive, and that both leaders agree a pathway to a deal is still possible. But the joint statement by Boris Johnson and Leo Varadkar gave no other details. The two men were meeting in England with just 3 weeks to go before the day that Britain is scheduled to leave the EU. It's still unclear what terms it will leave on, or indeed whether it will leave at all. The question of how to handle the Irish border remains key to the discussions.
And that is Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda reporting. The number of vaping-related illnesses in the country continues to rise. AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
The CDC says there are now about 1,300 cases and at least 26 deaths, and it's widespread, with Alaska being the only state that hasn't reported any illnesses due to vaping. 219 cases were reported in the past week. That's some good news, since the count had risen by 275 each of the previous 2 weeks. Until the cause is known, the CDC is advising Americans to refrain from using any vaping products. Shelley Adler, Washington.
Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.